All right, I think we should old school it.
Let's do Woo! It.
Okay. We ready?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
You're listening to Potential Cast Season 4, Episode 17, Superstar. Buffy suspects reality has somehow been altered after an unpopular former Sunnydale High student named Jonathan becomes the coolest and most popular person in town. My name is Stephanie.
My name is Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
And I'm Illyrio.
Hey!
And we are Potential Cast.
We are Gax.
Kim Butler, I am so sorry. I apologize.
We'll make it up to you, Kim.
I'm so sorry. I forgot to let her know that we're recording. I forget everything.
Kim, find me on the Twitter, send me a message, and I will send you the first official new logo t-shirt for free. All right. And for those of you that are first-time listeners, we are the first intro cast. We are watching Ever. Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode by episode, and we comment about it, record. Gabby, myself, and Kim have never watched the series before. Stephanie has. And, yeah, that's what we do. This is what we do. And it's a lot of fun. And we hope that you enjoy and tell your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jonathan!
Jonathan! So this is what everybody has been waiting for. The Jonathan episode.
Yes.
That's right, the Jonathan episode.
it's a very popular episode.
Well, I can see why. It's kind of awesome.
Hilarious.
It's kind of awesome.
Very, very funny. Yeah.
Yes.
And Kimberly's commentary. Oh, Jonathan. Oh, Jonathan.
I love myself. He's just old Jonathan. That's all you can say.
So Jonathan, indeed.
I thought, honest to goodness, it was a dream.
Yeah,
I never thought that about a spell or anything. But then I'm like, duh, it's Buffy the Vampire
Slayer. Gotta be a spell.
I mean, the thing about witchcraft is, it's you can kind of do anything you want to with it.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
There's kind of no rules to it.
Nope. Nope. None at all.
Which is kind of a good thing and kind of a bad thing.
Yeah. Because it can solve all your problems.
Mm-hmm.
But it can also make things really interesting and compelling.
Yep.
Yeah. So, we have some feedback.
Feedback.
All right. So, if I look into the magic email box, I think I will see an email from...
Alicia
Brady.
Ooh.
Hiya, Gax. Spoilers ahead for Superstar. Seriously, if you haven't watched, turn back now. Last chance. Jonathan! Are you guys relieved to figure out why we remember that dorky extra's name? No, it wasn't because of his stellar performance at Earshot. It was because of one of the best episodes of Season 4. Superstar. That's not saying much considering Season 4, but it's still a great episode. I love how we're thrown into the episode in the middle of a spell. Can you imagine if they had started something blue with Buffy and Spike making out, or if you were thrown into the world of Doppelganger Lang with no explanation, and yet to try to figure it out along the way? This is not the last time that Joss will change the world without bothering to tell you what's going on at first, but in my opinion, this is the best use of that little trick. Hope you all enjoyed it as much as I did. Thanks. Alicia. Pronounced like Alicia Keys. P.S. Illyrio, I hope you appreciate the large font. It's just for you. Thank you, Alicia. Yay. Who's up next, Steph?
Nick Burt.
Nick Burt. Just a cup. Wow, your font is bigger. You are currently winning the large font prize, which will be nothing. Nick writes, just a couple of quick notes. First of all, make sure you watch the opening credits for Superstar on the off chance that there are any of you who haven't watched it yet. I would have emailed sooner, but I fell a little behind and didn't realize you guys were up to this one yet. Neither did we. Spoilers below if you haven't seen the episode. Wow, it goes on. Giant font, giant font, giant font. Secondly, I'm listening to Kim's commentary right now. As previously stated, I'm catching up. It's great. A perfect episode for commentary. I just thought I'd mention that when Jonathan sings in the bronze, his singing is done by Brad Kane, who previously appeared in the Season 3 episode, The Prom, as Tucker Wells, who trained the Hellhounds. He is also known as the singing voice of Aladdin.
Oh!
Whoa!
Yeah!
I loved Aladdin.
Keep up the great work, fun. Guys. Nicklahoma. That is an awesome name. But it's not as cool as Fucklahoma, but it's really awesome. A little bit of audio feedback next. Yes, ladies?
Sure.
I hope none of you took that as sexist.
The guy that the singing sounded just like Jonathan. Mm-hmm. So for a second, I was like, oh, it could have been him, but moot point.
Here is a voicemail from Kevin. I think he's going to talk to us about our anniversary episode. Here's Kevin.
Hey, everyone. It's Kevin Batchelder. Wanted to give you some quick feedback about your 2-year anniversary podcast. First and foremost, it was a ton of fun. Thanks very much for doing that. Really enjoyed it and really always appreciate your feedback about the episodes as you're going through. I mean, it's I can't speak for all the listeners, but I do think I speak for many when I say at this point you folks are very much considered friends of ours. We appreciate your thoughts, even if you may not agree or like some of the same things we do. It is appreciated, and we very much look forward to it. So thanks for taking a good chunk of time out of your lives to do it and let us come along for the ride. And also, it's okay that maybe at this point you folks haven't memorized the initials FIWAFC, which is the Faith is Wicked Awesome Fan Club. But you know, still lots of episodes to go, and who knows, maybe some of you might come over here to the dark side with us. But never. Also, just a quick thought for Gabby. She was speculating about hopefully getting a chance to see the Once More with Feeling showing maybe at a Comic-Con or such. Well, as it turns out, I had actually looked at potential schedules because I'm due to be the guest host for the Buffy episode The Gift, which is the Season 5 finale. So not long ago, I did a quick check on the calendar to get an estimate when that might be. And let's put it this way, Gabby, for you. It's definitely not going to be Comic-Con 2013, although it might be close to Dragon-Con 2013, be it a couple of weeks ahead in your viewing. And we do have a great amount of fun at the showing at DragonCon. So by all means, hopefully you can make it to 2013 DragonCon and potentially be able to watch that with the rest of us Buffy fans there. Appreciate the hard work on the podcast, everybody. You all take care.
Thank you, Kevin. Awesome.
Yes,
thank
we you. Will plan on DragonCon 2013.
Oh, yay.
Right, yes.
We'll have a table and I'll sell magnets and t-shirts.
Thanks. I heard it in here. I was like, thanks, Kyle.
I edited that out of the last episode, nobody understands why that's funny. Whose email am I reading next, Steph?
Barbara J. Anderson, BJ.
Dear Gax and guest stars, sorry, BJ, no guest star today. I am just so excited for you guys to talk about Superstar. I can't even warn you about spoilers. I just don't read any further until you're ready. Gosh, the way Karen Carpenter sings, it just creeps into your soul. Especially when she hits the chorus of the song. Brings back flashbacks of Tommy Boy when they are singing. Don't you remember? You told me you loved me, baby. Oh, what a laugh riot. Much better than the hipsterific and slightly creepy version that is heard on the Juno soundtrack. Even an uber-critical gal like myself has to be able to find emotion in that song. Wait, I'm talking about the wrong superstar, aren't I? You're expecting me to talk about the Buffy episode. Seriously? Spoilers ahead. Okay. I am going to bet that you're going to get probably 90% gushing about this episode and how you are so excited to finally see why we have all been like, Jonathan! I'm sure Lyria will love the reference to a certain hit action sci-fi hybrid of a movie that I'm not going to mention because it might be a quote. Other than that, I really just wanted to write this email to say that I'm excited to hear how you all feel. On the Potential Spoilers group, which if you have seen both Buffy and Angel, please join us. We have been talking about our general thoughts on Superstar, and we cannot wait. This has been one episode that has a big red mark around it for apparent fan love, but seeing as you guys like to mess with that tradition, seeing your love for beer bad and all, I can't wait. Sorry for babbling. Keep up the amazing work, BJ. Thank you, BJ.
Thank you.
Yeah, this episode was shit. I hate it. I'm quitting the podcast. Just kidding. Next email, Steph.
Steve Holt.
I cannot believe that Steve Holt wrote us an email.
Steve Holt.
Everyone raise your arms. Steve Holt.
Steve Holt.
Arms up. Hi, by the way, Steve, if this is actually your real name, I truly apologize if you hate it when people do that.
I think he embraces it.
I really, really am sorry if you can't stand that. But listen, we're reading your email on the show, so, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Get over it.
Or in this case, you lose some. Hi, Gax and guest. No guest today. I just found your podcasts, and I wanted to say how much I am enjoying it. I didn't get into Buffy Angel until a few years after it ended, so I missed out on all the episode-to-episode discussions. It is really interesting to hear your opinions, no matter how wrong they are. I.e., Kim on the prom. Buffy/Angel became my third/fourth favorite show of all time, behind The Wire and Arrested Development, and I hope you enjoy the show as much as I do. The only note I really have is completely selfish on my part, but I wish you would start doing one episode of both Potential and Redemption Cast. I just started season 4 of Potential Cast and season 1 Redemption Cast, and I'm going to run out of episodes soon! Steve, slow down. There are plenty of other podcasts you can listen to. I will name some later. I also wanted to congratulate you on getting to episode 4.16, Who Are You?, which is episode 72 of the series. You're halfway done with Buffy!
Wow.
You know what? It's fitting that we're just us today. Just like we were in that first episode ages ago.
Yeah.
Only 72 more episodes left, or 144 more weeks, not including holidays, of this podcast left, if you keep at this pace.
Wow.
That's like 3 years.
Is it really?
144 more weeks? Yeah. Wow. And then Angel continues beyond.
Oh, yay.
Thank you, Steve Holt.
Steve Holt!
All right, let's listen to some audio feedback from Paul Mackey. Paul was once banned from the show.
Why?
Because of... No, I'm kidding. He banned himself because he spoiled me on something on the Facebook group. And then he sent us that public service announcement, so he made up for it. Here is Paul's audio feedback.
This is an audio file discussing the episode Superstar. So if for some reason you accidentally played it in error, well, stop now, gosh darn it. Could you retroactively feel us all giggling back during the prom episode discussion, when you may have thought the class protector award moment was why everyone had fond feelings for Jonathan?
Ugh.
It's kind of fun where other shows play ad nauseum at showing a single character acting out of character. I won't directly name any shows, but a character named Mark Bent? It's not coming to me. With Buffy, you can get an episode like The Wish or Superstar where the whole world is out of character. From the first moments of Buffy questioning her ability for dealing with a nest, to the awesome custom credit sequence and the over-the-top scoring, the whole show is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun that this episode, while mostly standalone, still takes time to serve shorter character arcs dealing with the body swap aftermath, and even to service the season arc. I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts, then on to Where the Wild Things Are. Ooh.
Ooh.
I can't wait to watch that tonight.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, when a show has a very special episode, you know, like the musical or like, you know, a sweeps month episode, it stands out. And it's kind of standalone or whatever. But with Buffy, it's got the, we're still dealing with Buffy and Riley's relationship problems because of the fate thing. And then Adam is touched on too. So it's still, it keeps the momentum going still. I'm done. That is all.
Any more emails for me to read, Steph?
How about Stephanie Barnsher? Barnsher?
Looks like Barnsher to me.
Okay.
Do not read until you watch Superstar. Hello, Gax, long-time listener, first-time emailer. Welcome! Thank you for listening. Tell your friends. This is one of those episodes that I skip every time I rewatch season 4.
Why?
What?
I'm not really a fan of Jonathan at all, and I've watched the entire series dozens and dozens of times. So an entire episode of him acting like the king shit of Turd Island gets an auto skip. Hold on, your rating system must be written down right now. The king shit of Turd Island. You know what? I want to make that my quote, too. Okay. Although it's supposed to be a fun alternate reality episode like The Wish or Something Blue, I don't enjoy it nearly as much, although it does have some redeeming qualities. I like the attention to detail, like the Jonathan poster in Riley's room replacing the Balls poster, which, anyway... I will get back to that. And also the sincere advice Jonathan gives Buffy about her relationship with Riley. Sorry. Just flashing back to how large that bowl of coffee looked in his tiny, tiny hands. But overall, this episode is what I struggle to get through, as I said earlier, mostly skip. I know it's all part of the alt-universe premise, but seeing Buffy weak, unconfident, and kittenish, she can't even pull out a good pun. Makes me want to projectile vomit in disgust. Spike can't even get her name right. She's a damn slayer. Funny, I'll admit. Speaking of vomit, what in God's name was Buffy wearing in the first half of the episode? I know, that was jarring for me as well. A red and black cow print jacket? Buffy, the series, I love you, but the entire wardrobe department needs to be burned. If Jonathan is such a star, shouldn't he be able to afford a suit that actually fits him? It's hard to make a suit look like a pair of pajamas, but I suppose that was the style at the time. As for the next episode, all I can say is, and I hope this is spoiler-free enough, get your grapefruit spoons ready and prep your orbital cavities. Keep up the great work. Love your podcasts. Ooh, I can't wait. I have a grapefruit spoon.
Stephanie, we respect and honor and embrace all differing opinions of all episodes. That's awesome. Hey,
it could be worse. She could have emailed in claiming that Gabby was lying and had watched the show before. So, Stephanie, thank you, and feel free to email us again.
Mm-hmm.
Any more emails?
Let's listen to Beth's
yes.
clip that she sent us.
Let's listen thank you, to Beth Walensky. Clip. Here we go.
Oh, I miss Jonathan.
Yeah, we haven't seen Jonathan in a while.
Aw. I hope they don't make Jonathan hook up with any of the girls. Or Jonathan. What if Jonathan, like, somehow becomes, like, puts a spell on them? You know what I mean? Like, later on, if Jonathan was like, I'm tired of everyone treating me badly. And
I
then...
think we're going to see Jonathan turn into Jono. Like, Steve Urkel used to turn into Stefan. Yeah. It'll be, oh, look, it's Jono. It's Jonathan's cousin.
And then,
he's
like,
from Europe.
Cordelia will be all over him. Like, who is that? Is that? I mean, this be
horrible. Yeah. He is so fine.
Yes. It would be so stupid.
It would be, but that's how my brain works.
So I think it is going to happen then. Just think of the ridiculous.
Wow.
Wow.
That was from season 3, episode 11, Gingerbread.
Wow. Kim, did you even remember you said that?
I didn't remember I said it at all. I was like, wow, someone's smart.
I know this is horrible, but I couldn't stop laughing when I heard myself say he's from Europe. Oh, God. I'm an idiot. What's next, Steph? Feedback-wise.
Feedback from... That's all for the emails. Let's look at the Facebook group.
All right, Steph, I will allow you.
Well, I think the consensus from everyone is, Jonathan! And, you know, Superstar, one of the best episodes ever. Did it replace the pack?
Did it replace the pack, Gabby?
Hell to the no.
Ooh.
What did replace the pack? Something we watched not so long ago you really liked.
Was it Band Candy?
No.
Hmm.
I can't remember.
I loved Beer Bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe.
No, it was a recent episode.
Really? Anyway.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, really. But no.
Yeah, but no.
I'd say my favorite is still Hush.
Yeah.
Innocence. No question.
Although stay tuned for Redemption Cast next week. Maybe Kim will have a new favorite episode.
Ooh.
All right, back to the Facebook group feedback. Kate Stryker says, LOL, this episode is a great watch, but I wouldn't necessarily say it's a great episode, if that makes any sense. I will admit that for the first full 10 minutes or so, I was like, WTF is going on? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nutty says that it confused her the first time. But when it hit, I just kept laughing. And I laugh every time I watch it. Mm-hmm. Oh, Beth wants to know, what's your favorite piece of Jonathan memorabilia in this episode?
Balls.
The poster and
the non-balls, I should say. The Jonathan poster behind Riley's door was the funniest reveal I think I've seen probably ever. I could not stop laughing.
That was awesome.
Not the swimsuit great. Calendar.
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny that it was hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. There was a billboard.
Yeah.
For sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
That made me laugh.
I appreciated the Jonathan start in the Matrix.
Yeah. And the Jonathan.com website. It was like everywhere. It was so great.
Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
Jonathan.com. No.
Because they have to buy the site for 7 years or something.
Mm.
I remember that with something about manatees from Conan O'Brien. If they mention a website, they have to buy it for 10 years or something like that.
Interesting.
If they make it up.
Isn't Jonathan also like MacGyver?
Yes. it was an awesome episode.
Val Pass says, I love the reveal of the Jonathan Wall collage Willow and Tara are working in.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Yes.
Creepy. His magic is powerful to have those lesbians fawn all over him.
His magics.
Magics.
Val says, if I remember correctly in the commentary, Jane Espenson said, because of the camera angle they're shooting from, that there was someone kneeling in front of them and they were sticking the pictures onto the person's hands to make it look like there's a wall there.
Hmm.
Too bad Riley couldn't have kept the Jonathan poster instead of that damn balls one.
I'm convinced they put the balls poster up just so that we would notice it not being there.
Uh-huh.
Hilarious.
Jonathan,
if they were smart enough to think that far in advance, that would be.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan and Spike circling each other in their later altercation was too funny. Come on, he's like 3 feet tall. Poor Buffy and Jonathan's alternate reality. She couldn't even get out one of her trademark comeback lines to Spike after he called her Betty. But I did think it was hilarious that lame... I'm sorry, I've got a crack in my screen. That lame...
Okay.
Suspense.
Lost. Okay. But I did think it was... I'm so sorry, Val. But I did think it was hilarious that lame one she did come up with, how I wish I could quote it. On a shallow note, in that first scene with Buffy and Riley in his room, you could see just a little of his black underwear. 7 out of 10 boxes of Johnny O's.
It's kind of like Jono. It's kind of like Jono.
Yeah.
He's from Europe.
Ina said, although Superstore has many funny moments, it's not one of my favorites, and I've been having a hard time pinpointing why. I guess the story is quite straightforward once you figure out what's going on, and there's too much focus on boring Buffy-Riley relationship stuff. Uh-huh. I've always liked Jonathan, and I laugh here and there, especially at Spike calling Buffy Betty, Anya's obsession with Jonathan, and Giles' swimsuit calendar, but overall this episode is just okay for me. Again, everyone's opinions are respected. Dylan said, Xander's man crush over Jonathan is hilarious.
It is hilarious.
And yes, every time Stephanie and listeners would single out Jonathan in past episodes, we were all pretty much thinking about this episode. Hope it met your expectations. Simone says, I'll echo the comments about this being a not-so-good episode thing is once you move past the what-the-hell-is-going-on shock, it's actually pretty funny. I figure Gax will have a lot to say, so I'll just say that I love Anya. Always have, I always will, and she's freaking hilarious in this episode. And, oh, Karen with the K's sister was on Stargate Atlantis. Carol Swift says, Superstar is like a piece of candy. It is a fun one-off without a lot of angst or deep hidden meaning. A rewatch, I probably enjoy the good time and the good time the prop and set dressing people had in doing this. Sorry. Johnny O's cereal. I also just love it when a show is willing to try something off the wall. I'm sure Steph will mention that. Oh, BJ Anderson says, I'm sure that Steph will mention what Jane Espenson says in the commentary about the props, because I can't remember at the current time what she said about the amount of detail they did in this episode. Okay, I'll look
this up. Yay, homework.
Oh, heck. Sorry. Basically, Jane Espenson talked about how Danny Strong didn't know anything, you know, that was coming up. He showed up the day before for a photo shoot, and he knew something was up, and it was a big surprise to him.
Amazing.
It was Jonathan-centric episode. I thought actors had a script, you know, well beforehand to study and to learn, but I guess they just learn everything right before they go on
for through acting.
If Soap Opera Weekly has taught me anything, anyway, never mind.
They get their lines the day of.
Yeah, minutes before.
Oh, I don't think soap opera actors get any lines. I think they read off teleprompters.
Depends on the soap. Depends on the soap.
Mm-hmm. And the actor, I'm sure.
Yeah. Looking at you, Marlena. Looking at you. Possessed by the devil, my ass. Worst summer ever.
Sorry. Isn't she like kidnapped right now? I think she's.
I have refused to watch that show in ages. Wow. But you know what? I could probably watch tomorrow and be all caught up after 10 years of not watching it. Because everything moves.
Yeah, nothing changes.
Anyway, we digress.
Superstar.
Thanks for all your feedback, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Now let's talk about what we think about this episode.
It was all right. I freaking loved it.
A lot of fun.
I think this is the first time I've ever enjoyed the in-your-face, we're totally on the inside joke episodes of the series. Because a lot of times they have inside jokes, you know, like they call themselves the Scoobies and stuff. Things like along those lines where I'm just like a little eye roll, like, yeah, okay.
But the stuff with Jonathan was just too funny.
It was so over the top. It was awesome.
Yeah, so over the top that it was good.
Yeah. Because instead of having a little bit of influence, he's the world's most important human being. Which is exactly what a spell like this would do, right? I want to be the most important person in the world. Okay. There you go.
The world revolves around you.
Oh, my God. I can't. When they show up to that room and the chair spins around and it's Jonathan, I immediately knew that this was going to be a lot of fun and that I would love it. And then the little things just kept getting better and better, like Buffy and Jonathan. Jonathan counseling Buffy on relationship advice.
Yeah, Jonathan was better at everything than everybody. He was a better slayer. He was a better researcher than Willow. He, you know, he was he had a pun, a better pun than Buffy. I mean,
he was better at chess.
Yes, he was just better at everything.
He was better at getting Anya and Xander in the mood. Man.
Like, they don't have problems with that.
Yeah, but it was funny how they both immediately got in the mood. I thought that was awesome. All right, moving on.
Where are we?
We're at the point where I'm about to say how every single prop that I spotted was a joy.
They were like Easter eggs.
It was fantastic because it really meant that it wasn't just localized, right? Mm-hmm. It was everywhere. He was everywhere, the biggest superstar ever. And I enjoyed his mansion and his pajamas.
And his twins.
Oh, that really, that's frankly the only negative thing. Like, yeah. Really, you have to be a giant sexist too? Really?
Yeah. Of course, because he's Jonathan.
Jonathan.
The twins were from Kentucky and their accents were dubbed in.
Wow.
Because I guess a southern accent is not sexy.
Well, duh. That's why Daisy Duke had to wear those short shorts to compensate, right? No, I'm not. I'm being sexist. And then all of a sudden, it turned, and Jonathan was horrible! He let that beast roam around, knowing exactly what it was, and it brought great peril to our friends. So who's this Karen woman? Have we ever seen her before at all?
Nah.
She's just a rando?
Stalker.
Yeah.
Jonathan's biggest fan. It's not Xander. No. Contrary to Piper. No.
But it's nice that Jonathan takes time for all of his fans.
And he takes time to help Buffy and Riley both with their relationship issues.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
Because, you know, Riley's the only man in the world to cheat on his girlfriend with his girlfriend.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds ridiculous.
It is.
I don't know how he was. What did he do wrong? What did he do wrong?
He has a penis.
He didn't realize that even though the body was the same, that it was a different person. Yeah. Whatever.
I think in his head, Riley was like, oh man, she's finally coming around. I like this. But I'm also much more scared than ever.
I mean, I don't want to be, denigrating men, but men don't think, especially, you know, they don't overthink things, like in relationships. That's something women overanalyze and overthink things. You know what I mean?
I think people overthink things, and sometimes they are men, and sometimes they are women.
It just seems like men go more with their feelings in relationships, and women overanalyze it.
I'm only in one relationship, and that's not how it works over here. That's all I'll say. Let's keep it a family show. Yeah, so literally there's too much awesome in this episode for me to be able to recount it all. I think I was too busy watching and laughing to take that many notes.
Mm-hmm.
I did enjoy all of Anya from beginning to end.
I probably think Anya's my least favorite character.
Really?
Wow.
She's so obvious. To me, she's too dumb. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't walk the line of...
She needs more development.
I don't know. She's too obviously, like, they have nothing for her. So, hey, let's make her the shocking, you know, like, whoa, can't believe anyone would say that character with Asperger's. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's kind of one note right now. She needs her own episode to flesh her out, and
I hope so. Hmm. Oh, she's just not my favorite.
That's okay. More Anya for me.
It's been requested that you guys talk about Riley and what you think Riley's future will be.
Riley's future?
Uh-huh.
I hope Adam kills him.
I think he's done at the end of this season.
I hope you're so right. I really hope you're right. If they keep him past season 4, I'm going to be just counting the days until he dies. He has to die.
No, because if they keep him on too long, that means something major is going to have to happen with him and Buffy. And if I recall from my old Teen Bop magazines, I don't remember seeing him around, so no. I don't think
Teen
he's going to be... All those, like, magazines that those guys
Tiger
read.
Beat.
Tiger Beat. Big Bopper.
BB. Tiger Beat. That's hilarious. Tiger Beat. What a stupid name for a magazine.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't...
Was I the only teenager buying issues of Guitar World?
Is it Parade? What's the magazine that had all the lyrics?
I think it was Hit Parade.
Something like that. Yeah, I bought that a lot.
Huh. And
I think he's going to die in a blaze of glory.
Really?
A la, what's his face? Doyle.
I was doing something heroic, maybe.
Yes.
Gabby?
What do you think, Gabby?
Huh. I don't think much of him anymore. So I really don't. I don't see him sticking around. I don't know how. Probably something will happen in the initiative will be disbanded, or they'll all get killed or something. Maybe the world will come to an end again, and they will try to have to stop that. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't even guess, because I just don't care about him.
I think Illyrio is right in the sense that he'll die.
Yeah.
Flesh out all the season 4 characters in one big swoop.
If we're laying down official predictions, my official prediction is that in the very last episode, he will die defending Buffy from Adam, or helping Buffy kill Adam, and that's supposed to be the big end of season downer. But I will laugh.
That, or he'll go away to war, to fight another war somewhere. Mm. And Buffy's like, I can't go with you. I have to stay here in Sunnydale. Ugh.
I have to go to L.A. and try to find Angel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I miss him so much, because you are the opposite of Angel.
And boring.
I love him so much.
Really bad hair.
And you smile sometimes. Mm. You smile. I know what point I wanted to make.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times in Buffy, when you get something good, you also get something bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the augmentation spell, you got the monster that they shared symbol. That happens a lot, that you get consequences
Is that something we should be looking out for, you're saying, Stephanie?
Nah, I mean, not really. I've noticed it before.
Well, it's true. Mm-hmm. Have premarital sex, your boyfriend turns into a demon. Drink beer, you turn into a Neanderthal. Go to a college party and have alcohol. Get kidnapped and almost eaten by a snake guy monster.
Yeah.
They're cool. So Buffy kind of gets a hint that maybe something's off kilter, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, how many of you guys predicted that no one would believe her?
Me.
Well, they all loved Jonathan.
Yeah. What was so sad was they kind of dreaded. They liked how it was. They didn't want the world to change.
A world without Jonathan? Yeah.
But that's what he told us. So it's true, because he's Jonathan.
Change Jonathan into a paragon. Huh? So they described him as everyone's ideal, right? So was he different for everyone? Do you guys think was it perceptible that he was kind of different for every person, or was he just, you know, this mass appeal ideal guy?
So are you saying that Willow and Tara thought Jonathan was a lesbian?
That's what I'm saying, exactly.
Okay.
No. But you know what I'm saying, right?
Well, I think it's... you can take it however you want to. I think he just... he wanted to be what everybody else thought was cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he probably had those two girlfriends. He probably didn't want them, but he's like, people think I'm cool if I have two of them, you know?
Yeah.
Not just one hot girlfriend. Hot twin girlfriends.
And Anya helps convince everyone about alternate universes. And it reminded me of Forrest Gump for some reason. All her explanations. I will not say anything because I'm hoping I can use a quote. And then everybody realizes that Jonathan used this spell and that this monster is the result of it. And if they kill the monster, Jonathan returns to normal. Did they just pull that idea out of their hat, or was that like researched? Because I don't know if that's really the first conclusion I would jump to.
It's TV.
Yeah.
So is that why when the monster started to get hurt, Jonathan became more Jonathan?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I love that part. Every blow to the monster, Jonathan became less adept at things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, who kills the monster? Jonathan.
Yeah.
Hmm. So he's the hero anyway.
Well,
from
a certain point of view.
And then everybody hates him.
Oh.
I felt so bad for him at the end.
Well, I kind of did too, because he was a horrible jerk manipulating everyone.
Yeah.
For his own selfish reasons. But at the same time, oh, pathetic Jonathan. There you are.
Yeah.
You're back. Oh.
Aww. He had to go into therapy after the clock tower thing.
Yeah.
I like that he's still around. You know what I mean? He didn't completely vanish from Sunnydale, but I didn't think that everyone needed to completely hate him. But I understand. It's a TV show, so it doesn't really matter anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll probably forget about him after, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What is neat? I don't know. Did you guys watch the Firefly marathon yesterday on the 4th of July?
No, but I don't need to.
Seen it? Yeah, I've seen it a million times. Just the Buffy universe just expands.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps expanding. But like Firefly, it starts out a well-developed universe.
Mm-hmm.
And Buffy just started out very small and just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
and everything just kind of carries over. And, you know, we're still talking about the class protector award.
You guys are.
From the Indian classes.
What's a firefly? Huh? Okay, I get it.
It's something a TARDIS can fit into.
You guys didn't watch the Firefly Marathon yesterday because it wasn't 4th of July where you are.
Oh, it was the 4th of July.
July around the world, Stephanie. I'm
pretty sure. It was the 4th of July.
You know, but not the 4. Not the 4th of July. It was the 4th of July.
Yeah, I can't wait for the 16th of July.
But anyway, this is a fanfic episode.
It's awesome, though.
It's just a fanfic. And, like, Jane Espenson will talk when she told, when we met her at Comic-Con the first year, I told her I was trying to make Morgan a writer, and she said, just write fanfic. That's all it is.
Yeah. When I was in high school, that's all I did.
Ooh.
Did you write fanfic? Do tell.
Yeah. I'm telling you what I wrote about. It's amazing. Oh, my God. Oh my gosh. But yeah, if I find one that's readable, I will read it for you guys.
Awesome.
All right. Awesome.
Fantastic. We should have a contest where whoever wins just gets the direct link to that MP3. And they're the only person that gets to listen to it. And they'll actually send it back to us.
Thanks,
or they'll love it. Who knows? I don't know how many love triangles between Spock, Bones, and Kirk I wrote about, but anyway, that's the topic for another show. Just kidding. Mm-hmm. It's all about Chekhov and Uhura. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay.
I love how at the end of all this, Jonathan, it's Riley and Buffy.
Yes.
And that's what we have to close off.
I think that this episode would be as good as it was if Jonathan, what's his name?
Danny Strong.
If he wasn't as committed to Jonathan. Mm-hmm. As other actors may have been, because this, like, honestly, he made this episode so funny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we totally glossed over the part where he was at the initiative.
Oh my god!
And, like, organizing the whole strategy and telling, I was amazing. Like, all these giant alpha males.
He's so tiny!
And he's so small!
Were they standing on boxes or he kneeling just to completely emphasize the fact that he was so small?
Doesn't he's matter, it was perfect.
He's even shorter than Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I see it. I'm looking at a picture right now.
And he had to, like, moose up his hair and spread it out. Oh, gosh. No, I thought they overemphasized that. And if they did, it was brilliant. Like, that head-on shot of him at the head of the table and everyone lined up on the two sides was just too funny.
And they're all just, like, really, really paying attention. Because what he's saying is so incredibly important because he knows all about it.
Yep.
Amazing. He's looking at old plans. He knows.
Oh, something we didn't mention. The comic books in Sanders' room. The Dark Horse comics and the trading cards, yeah.
And the trading cards were awesome. The or the I Heart Jonathan shirt. Oh, great. Yeah, I wasn't crazy about this episode.
No?
I really wasn't. I'm weird. The alternate reality kind of stuff bugs me. Because I know from the get-go that this isn't right. This isn't that. I mean, it was fun looking at all the pro Jonathan stuff all over the place. That was kind of cool, but the fact that it just didn't feel right, it took me a couple of times. The first time I started watching it, I had to stop about 20 minutes in because I was so irritated.
Wow. So you feel tricked.
I did. Well, I knew something. I'm like, okay, this isn't right. Something's wrong. When are they going to realize what's going on? And I'm like, oh my God, I hope this crap doesn't keep on going forever. And I just got absolutely irritated by the whole entire thing. Oh, wow. And I didn't stop about 20 minutes in, and then I had to put away for a week. And then and then go back and finally finish it yesterday. It's not my favorite. Not my favorite at all.
And that is okay. Like,
they didn't like Doppelganger? Same thing.
That Doppelgang Land.
Doppelgang Land, sorry. But that same alternate reality bullshit. It bothers me.
I love alternate reality stuff.
I love it, yeah. Uh-huh. It's ingenious.
I just, you know what? If only Xander had a goatee. I know it wasn't like an alternate universe, but it would have just solidified the whole trope, you know?
I don't know, but it's weird because I liked Band Candy, so that's, but I don't, maybe because that was, I don't know.
Maybe you only enjoy episodes where 40-year-olds have sex.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's striking a chord.
Well, I clearly enjoyed all the homoerotic nuances of Giles having the swimsuit calendar hidden. Xander amazing. Being equally turned on by Jonathan's performance as Anya.
Amazing!
It was fantastic. Just awesome. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Thought that was just great. Well, I don't think there's anything else for us to cover. I'm out of points.
Yep.
All right. So, I think it's time to rate.
Oh, please.
Go, Gabby.
Well, because of the bronze and Spike, we know we're starting with 2 points.
Woo-hoo!
Because of those 2 points, I'm giving this a 5. 5 aged stupid guys.
Wow, you must have hated it.
I fucking hated it.
5 out of 10 what? Sorry, I cut you off.
Big bleached stupid guys.
Wow.
You didn't like this episode like at all?
No, I did not like this episode.
Fucking loved it.
Sorry. I'm not the big bad of
I'm
season.
Convinced that if Kim and Gabby ever meet in real life, the universe as we know it must cease to exist.
Would implode.
I must make this happen.
Well, I would give it 10 out of 10 swimsuit calendars because I can't find any flaw at all with it. Hilarious.
At all?
At all. It's hilarious.
Wow.
Except for, no. Okay, I take the Jonathan giving Buffy advice and Jonathan giving Riley advice. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what was said. Don't know. I just zoned out.
I thought this episode was fantastic. I loved almost every single minute of it. I will take away a point for the sexism. 9 out of 10 bowls of Johnny-O's.
I enjoyed this episode quite a bit. I'd say the first three quarters were perfect. I didn't like how it ended, though. After we found out it's a spell, I was like, okay, but then how everything wrapped up, I was just like, ugh, you know? And I hope it's not foreshadowing for the rest of the series. Like, everything's going to be so good, and then, ugh. But anyways, I will give it an 8.5 out of 10 Jonathan posters.
Awesome. That's what we thought. You can tell us what you think. Call us at 270-40-BUFFY. You can send us an email at
PotentialCast@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter at
PotentialCast.
That's correct. You can go to PotentialCast.com and visit our website with the show notes, direct download links. Please subscribe on iTunes, though. That would be awesome. And there's a brand new podcast app that's available if you have an iOS device, like an iPad, an iPod Touch, or an iPhone. You can subscribe to us there. Or you can use any other podcatcher like Downcast, Instacast, all the other casts. And you can also, on PotentialCast.com, find links to our first three seasons of episodes, whereby you can download individual episodes or resubscribe to those particular feeds and download them in your favorite podcatching computer application. And the Facebook group is where it's at. Facebook.com/group/potentialcast. Keep it spoiler free, please, or else. Ooh, one last thing.
Or else.
CafePress.com/potentialcast has our old logo in it, and over the next few days, I will be putting up new, wonderful pieces of merchandise with our new logo on them.
Yeah!
And so that will be pretty awesome!
Yeah!
Can't wait to get my coaster!
That's it? Just a coaster?
Yeah, yeah. I'm cheap. Yay. So, is it quote time yet?
Yay!
Oh, yes. Oh, I just put my notebook away. Shoot, let's do that.
I think we're done, and then I'm like packing away, and then
I'll
like,
go shoot. First. It's okay.
Please do.
Oh, okay. Say you really like shrimp a lot, or we could say you don't like shrimp at all. Blah. I wish there wasn't any shrimp. You'd say to yourself.
So we're saying he did a spell just to make us think he was cool. Yes, that is so cool.
Giles, do you have a Jonathan swimsuit calendar? No. Yeah. Yes, it was a gift.
Xander, don't speak Latin in front of the books.
Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was funny. I'm gonna give it a 6.
Yay! Passing
the
grade.
With the flame was funny.
Another favorite of mine. Oh, buck up, you! You kill the best. Go, you! Kill, kill. Last time you quote. Xander's not here. You're not going away. Why aren't you going away?
Oh, you're still here. That's nice. or alternate realities are neat.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I'm so over Anya. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay, man. Like I said, more on you for me.
Take it.
What's on the burner for next week? What's on the slate,
next
yo?
Time. Next time is where the wild things are.
Is this anything to do with the book?
No.
All right. Good to know. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Kim, we're sorry again about... not you, Kim. The other Kim that couldn't join us. Kim. We're sorry that we weren't able to have you join us in time and such. But you know what? We'll make it up for you. Free t-shirt!
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, and bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, wait, no. Wait, no. Here it is. Here it is. No. No. Sorry. Wrong one. Sorry. There we go. Jonathan.
Oh, joyfully.
Jonathan.
Oh, playfully watching me. But then they send me away, teach me how to be sensible.
This is where he went for his group therapy.
Please tell me why. I'm sorry. Morgan was in the shower and the phone was ringing off the...
Was it a telemarketer?
You know, no, I don't think so. I think it was an actual person, but it's all right. They'll call back.
Aw. Telemarketers aren't people.
Wow.
No, but mostly we're getting those, you know, questionnaires about the...
Election?
Yes.
Ugh. Who are you voting for?
Nobody.
This horrible person or that horrible person?